football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com as we come to you live from Windsor High School. A special treat tonight on senior night. It's the Windsor Black Knights hosting the Norwich Purple Tornado. I want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. So, set to be a fun one here tonight between the Purple Tornado and the Black Knights of Windsor. A beautiful night for a game, as just kind of a unique night where a lot of our Class D teams, in fact, all of the local Class D teams that we cover are all playing on Saturday tomorrow. So we thought, hey, perfect opportunity to come down and check out two very good teams in the Windsor Black Knights and the Norwich Purple Tornado. So it should be a great night under the lights here at Windsor, and just a beautiful facility as well. I always think that every time I come down here, a beautiful setting for a ball game, a great press box, very professional setup, and the snack bar, the bathrooms, everything here is top-notch. So it's a fun place to come and watch a game, and a perfect night for Friday Night Football. And out of our local teams, really, Windsor, Norwich, and Oneonta were the teams playing tonight. Oneonta is at Spencer Van Etten Kander. So two teams, had away games in Norwich and Oneonta, so a great chance for us to come to Windsor for this one. We're going to pause for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll get you set. More of the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show as we come to you live tonight from Windsor. It's the Norwich Purple Tornado visiting the Windsor Black Knights on CDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
This coming winter season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market. Whether it's for fuel oil or propane, ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover an option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Everyone's got a room in their home that needs a little love. Catalog Outlet Stores have the perfect selection in furniture, decor, and mattresses to make that room special again. At three great locations in North Norwich, Unadilla, and Oneonta, our showrooms have name brands you know and trust, like Ashley, Klossner, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and a whole lot more. Our buyers know the great looks to make your room come together. From designer sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining sets, sectionals, and more. And our sleep specialists take your sleep comfort serious. Brands like Simmons Beautyrest, Gold Bond, Sierra Sleep by Ashley, and others. And you'll find one- and two-sided models. Nobody sells mattresses for less. We'll find the perfect size, style, and comfort so you get a great night's sleep every night. Come in now to all three Catalog Outlet locations. Martin Brook Street, Unadilla, Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and State Highway 12, North Norwich. Open 7 days a week or shop online. CatalogOutletOnline.com for the lowest prices, best selection, and service always with a smile. Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for less since 1989.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
your local sports leader. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe on WCDO tonight. My partner Tim Cutting has the night off. So I'm solo tonight here on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Always glad to have you along. Our web stream tonight is courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. And, of course, you can go back and listen to any of our games right on WCDOsports.com on our game audio archive. You can go there. It's a free download. You'll see all the games from the last couple of years, whether it be football, basketball, some of the softball that we've done, some soccer as well. It's all right there, WCDOsports.com. So coming into tonight's game, let's take a look at the standings in Class B Division III. You have Norwich coming in 4-2 in the division, 4-2 overall. Windsor is at 1-5 overall, and 1-5 in the division as well. It's just been a tough year for Windsor. And, of course, boy, being in this division, you just have so many good teams when you think about Chenango Forks. They're at 6-0. Susquehanna Valley is 5-1. Norwich, 4-2. Maine Endwell, 4-2. Owego, 3-3. Waverly, 1-5. Windsor, 1-5. Chenango Valley, 0-6. So, really, some tough, tough teams. Of course, Forks ranked number one in the state right now in Class B. Extremely tough team. Sus Valley having a heck of a year. Norwich and Maine Endwell right there as well. And, of course, when you're talking about Maine Endwell, you know that it certainly is a tough division. So expecting to see a great one here tonight. Norwich has won the toss, and they will receive. They're in the road white uniforms tonight with the purple trim and has the purple tornado logo on the side of the helmet there. You got to love the Windsor uniforms. They're in the all-black with the gold trim, black pants, black tops, and the black helmets as well with the white and the gold trim. They will kick off. Norwich will receive, and they will go right to left on your radio dials. We get you set here on WCDO. And, of course, a big day of football tomorrow for our Class D teams. We will certainly let you know what games they will be having tomorrow, of course, highlighted by that Sydney and Newark Valley game, which is tomorrow at 1:30 at Newark Valley. That's going to be a heck of a game. So Windsor will kick off, and this is a spiraling kick through the night sky. It will be fielded here by Norwich, a bobble, and picked up at the 10-yard line. They'll bring it up the field to the 15 before the Black Knights will meet the runner there and brought down at the 15-yard line. A great opening kick and just a short return there for Norwich, as that was Zach Mills. We'll see a heavy dose of the junior tonight, brought down after a return of 5 yards. I don't know if he lost that one in the lights or something like that, or maybe a little slick down there on a cool night, but bobbled it. Took him a second to pick it up, and he was able to grab 5 yards. So it'll be a first and 15 for Norwich, going right to left on your radio dials. They will get the first shot of the night here. Looks like the quarterback under center will be Zach Race. Juan Poulter's been out for a couple of weeks with injury, but it looks like he's back in tonight. He'll hand off on a first and 10, and the Windsor Black Knights are right there to bring down Zach Mills in the backfield, who was trying to bring it up. And so maybe a gain of one on the play, maybe just back to the line of scrimmage. So we're just underway. 30 seconds in, we're scoreless between Norwich and Windsor tonight, live on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. I'm Nate Lowe, and it'll be a second down coming up here, and they'll say a second and 12. So here we go on second and 12, a little sweep out to the outside. Black Knights trying to cover it, and they do. Maybe a gain of one on the play for Norwich as they try to run from left to right out to about the 15-yard line here. Eric Conant was trying that sweep from right to left and had nowhere to go. So this Black Knights defense certainly looks fired up to start off this contest. Senior night here tonight at Windsor, and 9 seniors trying to win their last official regular season home game, it looks like. And so they will get off to a good start here tonight on defense, as this will be a third and long coming up. Norwich will throw to Ty Reifenberg over on the far side, and he'll pick up a first down and more up to the 35, out to the 40 before he's tackled by 3 Windsor Black Knights. And that's the game breaker in senior 6'2", 160-pound Ty Reifenberg. Took that one on a little out pattern and just took it right up the right sideline. Good for a first down and more. That was on a third and long, about a third and 11 there. And he went from the 15 out to the 40. So a good pickup there for Norwich, as it looked like they were in deep trouble on that first drive. So again, Zach Race, the very back star for Norwich, under center here for the Norwich Purple Tornado. He'll hand off on a first and 10. Running back to the far side is Drew Walsh. Walsh across the 40 out to about the 44-yard line here for Norwich. So a good pickup there by Drew Walsh on a first and 10. Brings up a very manageable second and 6 here for Norwich. 10-15 to go. Quarter scoreless between Norwich live tonight on WCDO. And so out to the 44-yard line is, again, Norwich is in the all-white uniforms tonight, the purple trim. Reifenberg now is split out to the left side, and Race, the quarterback, is under center. Race will hand off, and again, they'll try to bust one up the gut here with Drew Walsh, but he's met by a sea of black and gold there, and maybe a pickup of one on the play there for Drew Walsh. Walsh, the 6-foot, 175-pound junior, will just get about back to the line of scrimmage here. So this puts Norwich in a third and 6 situation with 9.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. And the Windsor Black Knights trying to get a stand here on first crack on defense tonight. They had Norwich in a third and 11 before that pass out to Reifenberg. Got Norwich to where the rake is going to get out and be brought down as he tried to bounce out to the left side. And a great play there by the Windsor defense, swooping in with Dante Kimber to bring him down. Norwich is going to have to punt this one away. And Race really had nowhere to go. He bounced out to the left side, looked like he was waiting for a block, and it just never materialized. And Kimbrough came flying in there to bring him down. And so Norwich will punt this one away. We'll have two guys back to receive, and the Purple Tornado come up empty on their first drive of the night. Windsor will go left to right on your radio dial. Good punt by Reifenberg. And fielded here by the Black Knights at their own 35, up to the 40 before being brought down. It's the first opportunity of the night to see the Windsor Black Knights on offense here. They will start at their own 40-yard line with 8:35 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless between Windsor and Norwich here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. And so Windsor will huddle up here and get their first crack on offense tonight after an impressive start on defense there. And this is a Windsor team that went 7-3 last year. Very talented, a lot of athletes, as we said, 9 seniors. So you expect them to come out fired up on senior night. First and 10 here from about their own 36. Direct snap to Zach Wolcott, who was in the shotgun there. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Second down coming up here for the Black Knights. And again, we talked about it in the pregame show, of course, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara, just that this division that these two teams are in, featuring Shenango Forks, Maine Endwell, Suss Valley, you have to go through the gauntlet to come out of this thing alive and get into the playoffs. So certainly not an easy thing to do. And here on a second down and 10, well, they'll go with Dante Kimbrough. He tries to bounce out to the left side, and he's brought down by that Norwich defense, is breaking through there with Robert Shepherd to bring him down. So two snaps and two different looks there at the quarterback position. We'll bring up a third and 12 here for Windsor, going left to right on your radio dial at their own 37-yard line in this scoreless game under the lights tonight here at Windsor High School. And so the Black Knights will come up to the line here again, faced with a third and 12. Looks like Wolcott will step back in at the quarterback position. One wide receiver to the left, one to the right, trying to direct some traffic behind him. And here is the snap, and they'll roll out to the right side looking to go through the air. He zips the pass up the midfield, complete to Jack Beatty. It's going to be just short of a first down, I believe. Let's see if they move the chains or not. Beatty on a nice little route down that right wing, curled around, caught the ball. The officials are looking at this one to see if we'll need a measurement or not. Boy, this one is inches here. And yes, it's going to be a timeout here on the field. And it looks like we will have a measurement by the chain gang. They're going to have to come all the way from the far side of the field to this near side, right by the Windsor sideline, to see if this one is good or not. Boy, it's going to be very, very close. As that was a great catch by Beatty, good throw by Wolcott. Low and, kind of a fastball where only his guy could get it. And first down for the Windsor Black Knights. So on a third and long, Windsor goes through the air to pick up the first down, and Jack Beatty, the sophomore, is able to pick that one up. So 7:03 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless between Norwich and Windsor. And Windsor, with their first chance on offense tonight, moves the ball and moves the chains on a third and long there up the midfield. So both teams have completed a big-time pass on third and long to keep the chains moving here so far in the first quarter. But no score still. Nobody has found the end zone yet. Walcott, the Windsor quarterback, will hand off and looking to bust one up the middle. Here is Dante Kimbrough. He gets into the second level. Lost the football. Scooped up here by Norwich. And they're going to have a fumble recovery. Break it back the other way. Looked like coming off the bottom of the pile there was Brennan Slater. Good for about a 10-yard return. And our first turnover of the game gives Norwich the ball. And they'll be in Windsor territory. Boy, Kimbrough would just hit that line like a freight train. He was taking off, and somehow Brennan Slater was able to rip that ball out of there, recover, and then he took off like he was shot out of a cannon the other way. And the big fellow, who we know is an excellent wrestler too, so quick on his feet for Norwich, took off, and Windsor was just able to get back and trip him up. But now Norwich, after that fumble by Windsor, is going to get the ball back on the 38-yard line as they are in Windsor territory. Handoff here on a first and 10, flag on the play as they'll hand it off to the outside. Norwich is looking to bust one up the sideline. 15 down to the 10 inside the 5-yard line here. Big time run by Eric Conant, but we'll see if it comes back because of this flag. As the flag came back in kind of the first layer, and yes, it's going to be a hold against Norwich, so that excellent run there by Eric Conant is going to come back, and a second and long coming up here for the Norwich Purple Tornado. Boy, it was a good trick play though, because it looked like Drew Walsh was going to sprint down to the right wing side. All of a sudden, Conant had the ball on the left wing side, and he had some space. Zigged and zagged, made some nice moves, and got all the way down to the 5 before he was dragged down. But our first flag of the night is going to bring Norwich back inside the between the 45 and the 50-yard line. So again, they're in Windsor territory after a Windsor fumble gives Norwich the ball back. And they are about at the 47-yard line here with 6:25 to go first quarter. Scoreless between Norwich and Windsor. Going to be a first and 19 now as they back it up. They'll pass it to the outside here with a little run for Drew Walsh, and he'll pick up about 4 yards on the play over the 40 to about the 37-yard line here for Norwich. So a good chunk picked up there, actually, by Drew Walsh, who is a punishing runner, 6 foot tall, 175 pounds, but looks like he loves to just lower the shoulder there and see if he can punish somebody there, as he likes to run with that contact-first style. Second and 15 still coming up here for the Norwich Purple Tornado after that hold on first down. 5:45 to go first quarter here tonight on CDO. They'll hand off in the backfield, and again, that Norwich running game can't get anything going, as breaking through the line was Zach Evans for a huge tackle. This time, Conant had nowhere to go. And Windsor doing a great job on defense. And Norwich again has switched it up. And Thomas Perella has come in to the quarterback position here after they used Zach Race on the first possession of the night. And so we are told that Perella did a nice job over the last couple of weeks while Race was out. Looked like they decided to go with Race right off the bat, but now have gone back to Perella at the quarterback position. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, fast moving in a scoreless game between Norwich and Windsor tonight here in Windsor on a third and 19 near midfield. They'll hand it off again, punishing running down the left wing side here for Drew Walsh. Good for about a pickup of about 6 or 7 yards here for Walsh, but still going to be a fourth down coming up here for Norwich with 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Still going to be a fourth and 11. With no score between Norwich and Windsor, and we'll see what the Purple Tornado decide to do there. In Windsor territory, they're about at the 38-yard line. Boy, if you're a Norwich fan, you think, boy, that penalty really hurts, because Conant was inside the 5-yard line. The way this Norwich running game is, looks like they maybe could have punched one in. They're going to go for it here on a 4th and 11. And Perella is in the shotgun. Conant is in motion. They're going to pitch it out here to the left side, looking for David Berger, and he has nowhere to go, trying to fight his way up the sideline across the 35, but he is stopped on fourth down, and Windsor will take over on downs at the 35. So instead of punting, looked like maybe Norwich thought they could try to break one free, or if anything, just try to drag it down the field a little bit and try to pin Windsor back and rely on the Norwich defense. So 4:05 to go in this first quarter, scoreless between Windsor and Norwich. And Windsor will get the ball back for the second time tonight. They were moving the ball decently well on their first drive, until a fumble gave the ball right back to Norwich, but they couldn't capitalize. So here is Zach Walcott in the shotgun. He'll hand right back off to Kimbrough. Lost the ball again, scooped up by Norwich, and they will recover and get the ball right back. Kimbrough holding his head here, as that is his second fumble tonight, and he hits the hole so hard. Looks like he's a fantastic athlete, and just lost the ball there as he got through the first level, and Norwich is going to get the ball right back where they just gave it up on downs at about the 39-yard line. So the Purple Tornado here, folks, have picked up two fumbles already tonight. Windsor unable to hold on to it. And so the Purple Tornado in the white uniforms tonight with the purple helmet, the purple trim, will get the ball back with exactly 4 minutes to go in the first quarter in a scoreless contest between the Purple Tornado and the Black Knights here tonight. And so Perella is under center once again here. And this time we'll hand up a breaking through on defense. And now another fumble on the ground, and Windsor's going to get it back. Boy, breaking through that line there was Scott Manwaren, Zach Evans for Windsor. And he was through the line before Norwich could even hand off from quarterback to running back. The ball was loose, and Windsor scooped it right back up. So, folks, three turnovers so far, one for Norwich and two for Windsor so far tonight in this first quarter. And the Black Knights will get the ball back exactly where they had it just a moment ago on a fumble. So a little game of hot potatoes so far out there tonight. With 3:55 to go in the first quarter, Black Knights going left to right on your radio dial have it at their own 40 once again. And a flag on the play. Just our second flag here tonight. And we'll see what the officiating crew calls on this one. It's going to be an offsides call here. And so this is going to be against the Norwich Purple Tornado. And so Windsor's going to get a free 5 yards out of this one, advancing the ball from the 40 up to the 45-yard line. And so this is going to be a first and five now for Windsor. Scoreless here late in the first quarter, just under 4 minutes to go between Windsor and Norwich. And Windsor on a first and five is going to go to the air. They're going to try a shot down the field left side, and just an overthrown ball as they were looking for Kieran Horton down the left wing. And it just sailed over his head. It was about 5 yards too far. Good coverage there in the secondary by Norwich. And back there was Thomas Perella in his safety position for the Norwich Purple Tornado. I like the idea there by Windsor, first and five. And good opportunity, good kind of a free opportunity to take a shot there and see what happens. First and five, or second and five coming up here, I should say, for Windsor. It's a near midfield going left to right. Man in motion, they're going to hand off and hit the pile hard, driving his way forward. Flag on the play as maybe a pickup of one or two as they hand off there to Devin Truman. Nowhere to really go, though, is the Purple Tornado clamping down on. Again, thanks for listening tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Always glad to have you along. Our web stream courtesy of SFCU. Going to be a second and five coming up here for the Windsor Black Knight. Scoreless between Norwich and Windsor. And this flag on the play is going to be against Windsor, so this will back them up from the 40. Actually, from the 45 to the 35. It's going to be a second and 15 now as the clock starts to run again. 3:40 to go in this first quarter, and a scoreless game between Windsor and Norwich. So that penalty goes against the Windsor Black Knights and will back them up. So they've had two fumbles so far tonight for Windsor and one for Norwich. So it's been a game of hot potato. They'll throw it out this time to the left wing side. Good for a gain of five from the 35 to the 40. Coming off the bottom of the pile there again is Jack Beattie, who looks to be the most reliable wide receiver of the night here so far for the Windsor Black Knights. Good pass there from Zach Wolcott to Jack Beattie. So a third down coming up, about nine to go, with 3 minutes to go in this first quarter. Windsor will get the ball once again at about the 41-yard line. So again, Norwich comes in with a 4-2 record. Windsor comes in at 1-5. As a timeout will be taken by the Windsor Black Knights. They want to talk this over on a third and nine with 2:48 to go in this first quarter. We're scoreless between Norwich and Windsor. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight. As after the timeout, Windsor is going to throw an interception here down the left wing side. They tried to loft one up and look for Noah Caldwell, and it was a good reception opportunity there for Windsor, but swooping in would be Zach Mills to make the INT, and so the third turnover here of the first quarter has given the ball right back here to the Norwich Purple Tornado at the 44-yard line. So out of the timeout, Windsor taking a shot, but Mills was right there for the INT. And so with 2:39 to go in the first quarter, this will be Norwich with the ball once again, and now Windsor is going to jump off sides, and so this will give some more yardage right back here to the Norwich Purple Tornado. They're going to march this one up to about the 49-yard line. So Windsor with three turnovers here in this first quarter, Norwich with one. That's been the name of the game so far, but still a scoreless contest between Norwich and Windsor tonight on WCDO. Thanks for joining us. Glad to have you along. As the ball advances to midfield, Norwich going right to left on your radio dial with 2:35 to go in this first quarter, a first and five. And they'll hand off here. Cutting to the outside is Drew Walsh, and Walsh is brought down on the second level there as he tried to break through. So maybe a gain of one there for Walsh. And so the Windsor defense has continued to hold strong here, even though Norwich has had a couple of opportunities after fumbles and now an interception to pick up the ball at midfield or in Windsor territory. But each time, the Black Knights defense has come up strong. So Eric Conant is under center into the shotgun here with three wide receivers to the right and one to the left. Conant drops back, passes to the outside here for Reifenberg. He receives it at the 50 to the 45, down to the 40. So that is good for a Norwich Purple Tornadoes first down at the 41-yard line. So a great job there by the Norwich Purple Tornado. With a minute 55 to go in the first quarter, it's still scoreless between Norwich and Windsor. And so, boy, the recipe for success seems to be passing the ball to Ty Reifenberg. Anytime they've gotten him involved so far here tonight, he has done a good job and been able to move the chains. First and 10 for Norwich. They're in Windsor territory once again, down to the 41-yard line. Here is Perella, under center. Hands to the outside for Walsh. She's going to break a tackle inside Windsor territory, as I said, to the 25, down to the 20 before he's pushed out of bounds. And another good run there by Drew Walsh. Walsh was just able to get to the edge there and just keep those legs churning. And this will be the best opportunity of the night Norwich has had here as they push it down to the 20-yard line. So a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. We are scoreless between Windsor and Norwich, but the Purple Tornado marching once again, trying to take advantage of the three Windsor turnovers that they have had here in the first quarter, two fumbles and an interception. And here is Perella under center, waiting, and now he'll hand off. Here's Walsh, cuts back from the left, tries to go right up the gut, crosses the 20 to about the 16-yard line here, so a good pickup there for the Purple Tornado on a first down. Clock continues to move down to a minute 15 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining me here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Ball is at about the 17-yard line now, officially going to be a second and nine, so they only gave him one on that. So here is Perella in the shotgun. He'll hand off. It's going to be a little sweep from left to right here for David Berger. Berger trying to get to the edge. Runs it in for a Norwich Purple Tornado touchdown. About a 15-yard run for number 40 for the sophomore, David Berger. So David Berger with a great run, going to be an 18-yard touchdown run. And Norwich will take a 6-0 lead with 50 seconds to go in this first quarter. So three turnovers finally came back to bite the Windsor Black Knights as they will go for the extra point here as Norwich gets in the end zone to make it 6-0 as Mike Trevisani will try the extra point attempt. Waiting for the snap. The hold is good. The kick is through the uprights and is good. So Norwich will take a 7-0 lead over Windsor on the road with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Norwich with the kickoff back to Windsor, and Jackson White will receive a bouncing ball, fall on that one, and Norwich will start off at about their own 24-yard line here, going left to right on your radio dial. With 50 seconds to go in this first quarter, Norwich with a 7-0 lead on an 18-yard run from David Berger, and the extra point was good. So Norwich leads Windsor 7-0 here late in the first quarter on the road here tonight at Windsor High School. So Windsor will hand off here to Kimbrough, bouncing his way forward, trying to drive the pile forward. Good for a gain of about 2 or 3 yards here for Dante Kimbrough. Kimbrough, a senior, 6'1", 209 pounds, and has had a little trouble holding on to the ball tonight, but when he does, it looks like he certainly has an engine and some legs and some speed there. So we'll see if Windsor can get back into this game. The defense has been pretty good so far for the Black Knights, but they do trail 7-0 here with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Little quarterback fake keeper here for Zach Walcott, runs to the outside and is brought down on the play as he crosses the 20 out to about the 24-yard line. It's going to be a third and short coming up, it looks like, here for the Windsor Black Knights with 12 seconds to go in this first quarter. It's going to be very close. So the ball out to the 34. This is going to be a third and short here for the Windsor Black Knights, and we'll see if they decide to get this playoff. No, they're going to let the clock run down. So the end of the first quarter, it's Norwich 7 and Windsor nothing. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll take a quick break and be right back here on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
FM FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell with you live tonight from Windsor High School as we start the second quarter. Coming to you live on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream courtesy of SFCU. Start of the second quarter, Norwich leads Windsor 7-0, as it was David Berger with an 18-yard rushing touchdown for Norwich High School late in that first quarter to get the Purple Tornado on the board. Boy, a bunch of turnovers in that first quarter. 3 for Windsor, 1 for Norwich. And so we'll see if they can settle down here in the second quarter. Kimbrough is going to pick up the ball and march it up the middle for 5 yards to the 40-yard line. Windsor with the ball here. We've switched ends of the field to start the second quarter. So the Black Knights in the black uniforms with the gold and the white trim are now going right to left on your radio dial out to about the 41-yard line. So all things considered, folks, if you're a Windsor fan, it's senior night here. You're trying to stick with a very good Norwich team. You're only down 7-0 at the end of the first quarter, and you had the 3 turnovers. Great chance to get back in this ball game here if you're the Windsor Black Knights. Second and about 5 coming up, and they'll hand it off with the Norwich defense crashing through, but it's a fake play, and diving forward here is Zach Walcott, and he sold that fake very well. Looked like he had handed it off to Kimbrough. The Norwich defense tackles Kimbrough. Walcott still has the ball, bounces it forward out to the 45, and good for a first down. So a very nice play there by the Windsor Black Knights. And so they will move the chains and move the ball up to about the 45-yard line. So again, as we start the second quarter, Norwich leads Windsor 7-0. David Berger with that rushing touchdown for Norwich High School in the end of the first quarter there. It's here on a 1st and 10. They'll try to run to the outside. Windsor with the ball now. And Kimbrough is brought down after a gain of about 1 on the play. So the only other real local game we had tonight from teams up in our Sydney location area is Oneonta at Spencer Van Etten Kander. So we'll see if we can get a score update on that one for you as well during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. And that'll be coming up in just a little bit. So beautiful night for a football game here under the lights at Windsor High School. Going to be a 2nd and 9 coming up here for the Black Knights nearing midfield. They'll hand off again to Kimbrough, almost brought down in the backfield, but fighting his way forward, gets back to the line of scrimmage. Going to be a 3rd and long coming up. Purple Tornado with very good coverage there on defense. Reifenberg was right there, as well as Eric Konitz, trying to bring him down, and Kimbrough wasn't able to fight his way free. So it's going to be, boy, about 3rd and 8 here coming up for Windsor, and let's see if they can pick up some yardage here on this 3rd and long and keep the drive going. 1 wide receiver split out to the right, 1 to the left, 2 in the backfield here for the Black Knights. They're going to hand off to Kimbrough. No, it's a fake. They're going to look long. Passing over to the far side. Pass is incomplete, and it was good coverage there by Windsor, or by Norwich, I should say. Michael Carson in the secondary came over and batted it down as Windsor was looking to pass to Jack Beatty. And Beatty had 2 nice receptions in the first quarter, and I had to believe that Norwich was knowing that Windsor wanted to try to get the ball to him, but a good job by the secondary of Norwich to punch that one away. So it looks like Windsor will punt here at midfield with 9:45 to go in the second quarter, a 4th and 8 for Windsor, and they will punt as they trail 7-0 here at home on senior night to the Norwich Purple Tornado. Standing back to our left, just inside the 20-yard line, is Michael Carson, and he will receive for Norwich. And it's going to be a blocked punt here by Norwich. In the meantime, they're going to dive on it at the 40-yard line. Eric Konitz came streaking through and blocked the punt. Boy, he came through almost untouched. And that's a very tough play to make there, because not only do you have to jump in the air, but you have to make sure you avoid contact with the kicker. He did that, blocked the punt, and then was able to fall on it. So he avoided getting any type of roughing the kicker penalty, recovers the ball, and Norwich with excellent field position in Windsor territory, now going left to right here in the second quarter at about the 39-yard line. So great play. 9:40 to go in the second quarter. It's Norwich 7 and Windsor nothing on WCDO. The Purple Tornado trying to add to this lead. Here they have the ball once again. It's going to be a handoff to the left side, driving the pile forward for Norwich, I believe, is Drew Walsh. We'll see if he comes off the bottom of the pile, but it was a dog pile on top of him on that far side. And coming off the bottom of the pile, no, that was Eric Konitz. So he is rewarded with a nice carry of the ball after he blocked that punt just to play a go. So he's going to pick up a good chunk of yards there. They're going to say he got six, so it's going to be a second and four for Norwich going left to right on your radio dial. Reifenberg is split out in his wide receiver spot to the right side. And Perella under center will hand off to Conan again. He's going to get to the edge inside the 30, 25, 20. Conan still on his feet, 15, 10, 5. Can he get to the pylon? Just knocked out of bounds at about the one-yard line. Heck of a run there by Eric Conan. And it's going to be, no, they're going to say he got in. So a touchdown here for the Norwich Purple Tornado as the official signal didn't come for quite a long time. I thought maybe he was down at the one-yard line, but I do believe the official on the right sideline came down, raised his arms for a Norwich Purple Tornado touchdown, giving Norwich a 13-0 lead with 8:50 to go in the second quarter. And so they will go for the extra point here once again with Mike Trivisani as Norwich capitalizes on blocking the punt there as Windsor was on a fourth down, tried to punt it away. A good block by Eric Conant, and then he was able to run it in just two plays later. Hold is good. The kick on the extra point is up and good. And so Norwich takes a 14-0 lead with 8:50 to go before the halftime break. Under the lights here in Windsor, again, 14-0. Norwich on top of Windsor. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
For over 20 years, Lang Trucking has provided residential and commercial garbage service to Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. We're proud of our family-run business. We take care of special needs of the individual and offer house calls to seniors or assistance after surgery or rehab stay. If you're moving or house cleaning, our one-time pickup could be the perfect solution for you. So if locally owned and operated is important to you, give us a call at Lang Trucking at 895-6365. Owned and operated by us. The Langs. Lang Trucking of Guilford proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Are you fed up with overpriced insurance? Then it's time to visit the Rinker Insurance Agency of Hampton. At Rinker Insurance, our insurance specialists can review your current policy to see that you have adequate coverage for the most reasonable price. We handle all forms of insurance from auto, motorcycle, and snowmobile insurance to homeowners, life, and business. So if you're fed up with overpriced insurance, stop by the Rinker Agency at 191 Main Street in Hampton or call 639-1930. That's 639-1930. The Rinker Agency proudly supports high school athletics on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com. So with 8:50 to go before the halftime break, Norwich takes a 14-0 lead over the Windsor Black Knights. Touchdowns so far for Norwich, both on the ground, one by David Berger and one by Eric Conant. So a great effort so far here tonight on the road by Norwich, trying to improve on this 4-2 record. And Kimbrough is going to pick this one up and return it for about 10 yards outside the 25 to about the 26-yard line. So that's where the Windsor Black Knights will take her over on offense, going right to left on your radio dial. And thank you for listening in tonight. Tomorrow will be an exciting day as well. A lot of local high school football on. We will be in Oneonta as we're covering the MAC, the Tri-Valley, and the Delaware League Soccer Championship. So we'll be covering six games tomorrow, starting at 10:45 a.m. and 11 a.m. with the MAC Championships. The girls, Unadilla Valley and Delhi. The boys, Green and Delhi. So make sure you check out WCDOsports.com for that coverage. First and 10 for Windsor. They'll hand off a run to the right side for Kimbrough out to about the 30-yard line before he's brought down on first and 10. So a pickup of about 3 yards, I would say, with 8:25 to go in this second quarter. So a second and 7 coming up here for Windsor. Again, going right to left on your radio dial. Ball is at the 30-yard line. Second quarter action, Norwich with a 14-0 lead on the road at Windsor. Here's the snap, and they'll hand off again to Kimbrough, but he's brought down in the backfield. The Norwich defense crashing through, and a great play. Brennan Slater once again with a big-time tackle. He had the fumble recovery earlier, ran it back for about 10 yards, and also making a big impact on the line here for the Norwich Purple Tornado. He's a great wrestler, made it to the state tournament last year, and you can see why he's so tough down there in the trenches. believe he got two states in wrestling at maybe the 215 weight category, maybe in the 190s or 180s. I have to look back and remember. As Windsor here on a 3rd and 9, trying to throw out into the flat on the right wing side for Jackson White. Comes up incomplete, 4th down coming. I think it was 195 Slater got to states with last year. As Norwich, of course, had a great wrestling program, as they always do, and I'm sure they will this year as well, with a guy like Slater coming back, and as well as Ty Reifenberg. So 4th down coming up here for the Windsor Black Knights with 7.5 to go before the halftime break. 14-0 lead for Norwich over Windsor, and Windsor is going to have to punt this one away from their own 25-yard line. And this time they will get off a clean punt, and this one is way booming kick through the night sky. Going to take a Windsor bounce all the way down to the 20 to about the 15-yard line. Great punt there by Kieran Horton. And that will definitely pin Norwich back deep in their own end, as that one sailed over the receiver's head all the way back to about the 15-yard line here. And you don't see many punts like that at this level, but excellent job there. So Norwich going left to right on your radio dial will pick it back up at about the 16 or 17-yard line here inside their own territory. But they do have a 14-0 lead on the road tonight at Windsor with 7:17 to go here in the second quarter. And so Norwich has done a good job here, capitalizing on some turnovers, 2 fumbles and 1 interception that they've turned into just 7 points, and then that block punt turned into another 7 points. So Norwich with a 14-0 lead. And here is Perella under center here into the shotgun, and he's going to hand off, bouncing to the outside is Drew Walsh once again, left side. Walsh still on his feet, little 360 out across the 25 to about the 26-yard line, and a flag on the play. And this was well after the tackle was over, so we'll see if there was some extracurriculars happening down inside the trenches there. And let's see what the Zebra crew has to say about this one with 7:07 to go before the halftime break. So we'll see who this is on. Looks like could be an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty here against Norwich and against Windsor, against both sides. So it looks like they're going to cancel each other out, and we'll see if the ball moves at all or if it will stay right on the 25-yard line. So boys being boys down there, it looks like, inside the trenches, as we said. So offsetting penalties will keep this a, let's see, about a 2nd and 1, maybe a 2nd and 2 coming up here for the Norwich Purple Tornado after that good run on 1st down by Drew Walsh. So the ball out to the 25-yard line here for Norwich. Again, they're in the white uniforms tonight, the purple trim. Windsor's in the black uniforms with the gold and the white trim here tonight. 2nd and 1. 7:07 to go in the second quarter. And here is Perella under center, hands off, and here is Conant to the outside, zigs and zags, a nice little stop move, and shimmies his way up to the 40, across the 40, out to the 43-yard line. And he broke several tackles there and did a good job to move the chains here for the Norwich Purple Tornado. And so we have seen they have kind of a lightning and thunder approach here. Drew Walsh doing a great job kind of running when they have to go up the gut for Norwich. And then if you want to bounce it to the outside, Eric Conant has done an excellent job as well. But he seems to be more of the shifty type of runner that can break it to the outside at any time. Perella has done a good job after he took the first series off and Zach Race was able to come in at the quarterback position. Since then, it's been all Perella, as they'll hand off here to David Berger on a 1st and 10. Berger to the left side, out to about midfield before he is brought down. And so Berger with that touchdown to start the contest for Norwich at the end of the first quarter got them on the board for the first time. And then Conant got the 2nd score in the second quarter. 6:10 to go. Coming up, the Norwich Purple Tornado after that 1st down run. 14-0 lead for Norwich over the Windsor Black Knights. So, yes, it will be a 2nd and 4 as Norwich going left to right gets near midfield. And here is Perella in the shotgun. Windsor trying to show blitz and stepping across the line there. The Black Knights will be offside, trying to jump the gun a little bit. And so this will move the ball up and be a first down coming up here for the Norwich Purple Tornado. They are into Windsor territory now, across the 50 to about the 47-yard line. It'll be a first and 10 now after that penalty against the Windsor Black Knights. So some turnovers and some penalties starting to add up here as Windsor trails 14 to nothing against the Norwich Purple Tornado. And so a first and 10 here now. Perella will hand off to Conan. He's caught in the backfield by Kimbrough, and he's ripped down at about midfield. Loss of about 2 yards on the play. Boy, Windsor certainly has some guys in Kimbrough as well as some of the other guys on the line that just have the ability to break free at any time and rip some runners down in the backfield. Very athletic guy is Kimbrough. Great tackle on the play there. Loss of two. So a second and 12 coming up here for the Norwich Purple Tornado as we hit 5 minutes to go before the halftime break. Norwich leading 14 to nothing. And they're going to hand it off the middle once again to Walsh. Gets back to the line of scrimmage and nowhere to go. Zach Evans is also one of those guys on the line here for Windsor who can come up and make the big tackles, as well as James Barnes. And both those guys are in on that tackle there for the Windsor Black Knights. Again, 9 seniors here for Windsor on senior night. They trail 14 to nothing at home against the Norwich Purple Tornado. Clock continues to run. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Norwich 14, Windsor nothing. Live here tonight on WCDO. This will be a 3rd and 13 for Norwich. They're going to hand one off to Conant. Gets to the outside, has nowhere to go, and tossed out of bounds. 4th down coming up, so this could be a big stop here for the Windsor defense if Norwich decides to punt this one away. So still a real opportunity for Windsor if they could get some points on the board here late in the half to really stay in this ball game. You know, it's a 2-score game right now. They're down 14 to nothing. If you can put some points on the board, really could keep Windsor alive here heading into the halftime break. Windsor coming in with a record of 1-5, Norwich at 4-2, as Norwich looks like they will punt this one away with Ty Reifenberg. Reifenberg gets the snap and will punt this one away. Good kick, and will be fielded here by the Windsor Black Knights. Picked up by Jack Beattie. An athletic guy runs to the outside, flag on the play. Beattie is brought down at the 25, and we'll see what the officials say during the run back was the problem here. Looks like it could be blocking the back. This one is going to be against Windsor, so it's going to back them up and take any positive yards away from that return. 4 minutes to go before the halftime break. 14-0 lead for Norwich over Windsor. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Windsor is going to get the ball at the 20-yard line after forcing Norwich to punt it away at midfield. Norwich touchdowns tonight in the first quarter, one by David Berger, and the extra point was good, and the second by Eric Conant, and the extra point was good there. The Conant one was great because he blocked a punt, fell on it, and then 2 plays later was able to run it in for the touchdown from about 30 yards out. So he had a lot to do with that one and really opened this up to a 2-score game. So after the penalty, the ball is going to be back at the 10-yard line here, but the officials are going to get together, have a little conference, make sure this one is spotted correctly. So Windsor with the ball, and exactly 4:03 to go here before the halftime break. Windsor's going to huddle up here and recheck the play. So the ball at about the 9-yard line, that's where the Windsor Black Knights, going right to left, will start things off on this drive late in the second quarter. And so a 1st and 10 here for the Black Knights. Zach Wolcott, the junior QB, steps back and now will hand it off. Here is Kimbrough to the outside, 10 to the 15, outside to the 20. Kimbrough to the 25 before he is knocked out of bounds. Boy, a heck of a runner when he gets up to speed, but you can see he's had the 2 fumbles tonight. Likes to hold the ball, looks like way to the outside there with the one hand. And, you know, you get a hand in there or it gets hit by a helmet, you can see why perhaps it might pop out from time to time. And a run like that, you can see he's fast, he's physical, and moves the ball well as he picks up a good chunk of yardage there out across the 25 to about the 27-yard line. 1st and 10 for Windsor as they go right to left. And they'll hand off once again. It'll drive one right up the gut, flag on the play. Kimbrough good for a pickup of 5 across the 30 out to the 33. And let's see who the penalty is on. This one's going to be a hold against Windsor, so bring that run right back. And so the penalties and the turnovers have really started to hurt the Black Knights here in this contest so far. Our halftime report will get you a scoring recap here of everything that happened in the first half. Check the out-of-town scoreboard, as well as preview some of the games that we'll see tomorrow. A lot of Class D teams in our local coverage area have big-time games tomorrow, as, boy, folks, hard to believe, but the Class D playoffs are right around the corner. And, you know, we'll see if Sydney can pick up a big win at Newark Valley tomorrow, or will that be their first loss? Unitigo's at Delhi. BG is at Deposit Hancock. That should be a great game at 1:30 tomorrow in Deposit. So a lot is on the line for some Class D teams tomorrow. We'll talk about that at the halftime break as well. So now, on a 1st and 23 after the penalty, Zach Wolcott and Windsor have a lot to do. They're going to throw to the outside here on this 1st and 23. Pass is complete across the 20 to the 25. Jackson White with the reception, and he'll bring this back to manageable territory. This is going to be about a 2nd and 11 coming up here for Windsor across the 25 to about the 26-yard line. And so 3 minutes to go in the second quarter, 14-0 lead for Norwich over Windsor. As again, the ball out to about the Windsor 25-yard line as the Black Knights in the black uniforms with the white and the gold trim. And again, officially, this will be a 2nd and 12. They're going to throw to the air again, and they try to dump one off here through the air to Kimbrough, through his hands and down to the turf. So a 3rd and 12 coming up for the Windsor Black Knights. So Kimbrough, 6'1", 209-pound senior, trying to do everything he can here tonight, but, you know, sometimes he's had some very nice plays, and a couple of times it's been unfortunate for him tonight with the two fumbles and a couple of drop passes now. Play comes in from the sideline on a 3rd and 11 coming up for the Windsor Black Knights. Defense lining up as Zach Wolcott, the Windsor quarterback, again in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. They're going to look left, toss one up in the air, and this one is overthrown. Intended receiver was Jack Beattie, but it was about 5 yards over his head. Good coverage there by Norwich, as that was Thomas Perella, who was right there from his safety position, making sure that he had a watchful eye on that one. So a 4th down coming. It'll be a 4th and 11, and Windsor will punt this one away. And so with 2:37 to go, we'll see if Norwich has any tricks in the bag and can maybe move the ball quickly down the field and pick up another score. We do know they do have Mike Trevisani, who has kicked the 2 extra points so far. We'll see what kind of a leg he has, if maybe they'd be willing to try for a field goal. So Windsor will punt this one away. Here's the snap and the punt through the air, a little knuckleball to the 45, going to be scooped up here at the 40. Windsor is doing a nice job here on their kick coverage unit, as Michael Carson scooped that one up, had nowhere to go, and so Norwich will pick it up at the 40-yard line going left to right, and that's where they will start again here on offense. Norwich leading 14-0. A first quarter running touchdown of about 18 yards for David Berger, and then after a blocked punt in the second quarter by Eric Conant, he was able to run one in just a couple plays later for an 18-yard touchdown for Norwich, giving them a 14-0 lead. So 2:25 to go before the halftime break. Norwich with the ball and a 2-score lead as they will go left to right on your radio dial and start at their own 40-yard line. Perella is under center, the 5'9", 140-pound junior quarterback. Now will hand off to Conan. He tries to sweep here from left to right, shakes free from a tackle, gets over the 40 back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe a pickup of one, but a nice play there by Conan, as he was almost dead to rights in the backfield but was able to shake off a tackle and get back to the line of scrimmage. Conan's one of those guys, very shifty, and certainly once you think he's wrapped up, you kind of have to keep an extra eye on him, because he seems to be that type of a player that can break free and then all of a sudden he's shooting down the sideline like a rocket for an extra 10 or 15 yards. This will be a 2nd and 9 coming up for Norwich with a 1:50 to go in the second quarter. They'll throw out to the right side for Reifenberg. He tries a stiff arm across the 45 before he's knocked out of bounds. Good for a pickup of about 4 yards for Ty Reifenberg. Again, that play has worked very well for Norwich so far tonight. Early in the game when they had about a third and 12, they went to Reifenberg with that play. And he was able to pick up a first down, very similar where he just scooted right up the sideline and was able to move the chains. Clock continues to move here for Norwich on this third and 6 with a minute 40 to go before halftime. Ball at the Norwich 44-yard line. Perella surveying his options, three wide receivers to the right and one to the left. See if Norwich decides to go to the air on this third and 6. Flag on the play. This one, I believe, is going to go against the Purple Tornado. Looked like maybe they were trying to get Windsor to jump that time and couldn't do it. A false start will back up Norwich 5 yards and take them back to about the 40, maybe the 39-yard line. So despite everything that has happened here to Windsor so far, the interception, the fumbles, and just not being able to move it that well on offense since the early part of the game, they're still in this ball game, down 14-0, with a minute 40 to go here before halftime. Norwich trying to move the ball. They'll get a first down and more passing across the middle. Pass is complete to Michael Carson on a little slant route across the 50 into Windsor territory down to the 45. Great play and a great catch and a nice throw from Thomas Perella. So at the 45-yard line, Norwich will move the chains, and they're in Windsor territory again, and they still have some time to work with a minute and a half to go. Perella sets things up, two wide receivers to the left, two to the right, and we'll have a whistle. Clock is going to stop here, and a timeout on the field is taken by the officiating crew. Looks like there might be a problem over on the far side with the chain gang, and they're just trying to get that untangled before they can set things up here once again. So our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. Morabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. You can call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And so it looks like everything is fine with the chain on the far side. And Norwich will pick it up at the 45-yard line here after moving the chains on that nice pass to Michael Carson across the middle and into Windsor territory. So a 14-0 lead for Norwich over Windsor. They have fixed the chains and now working on the scoreboard here, getting that back to where it needs to be before we start things up again. Going to be a minute 33 to go in the second quarter. So Reifenberg is split out to the right side, as well as Zach Mills, and two wide receivers to the left side as well. And in the backfield, here is Drew Walsh. So they'll hand off to Walsh. He's going to hit the pile hard, gets to the 40. He's got some running room, 30, 25. Walsh might go unless they can track him down. Walsh is into the end zone for a Norwich touchdown. Cut that one right up the gut. Good for a 45-yard scamper for the Norwich Purple Tornado. Boy, and that was just a dagger as he just cut that one right up the middle. A couple of guys tried to hang on for the ride, but some great speed there by Drew Walsh. And he'll take that one in for a Norwich Purple Tornado touchdown. And so a 20-0 lead for Norwich over Windsor now. And Mike Trevisani will come in. He's already 2-for-2 tonight on the extra points. Let's see if he can go 3-for-3. So Trevisani waiting as Reifenberg will be the holder. Waiting for the snap. Here's the snap. The kick is up, and Trevisani puts through the third one of the night. So it's a 21-0 lead here for Norwich over Windsor on the road with a minute 23 to go before the halftime break. I'm Nate Lowe, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Got some fall home improvement plans in mind? Area do-it-yourselfers have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies for everything to build anything. House has hand and power tools for every job by names like Stanley, Makita, and Bostitch. Plus, you'll find shingles, plumbing and electrical supplies, corrugated pipe, sheetrock, Sickens deck treatment, paints, and a large supply of lumber. Doors and windows, too. Delivery is available and advice is free. Jessup House Building Supplies is open weekdays 6:30 to 5 and Saturdays until 1. Downtown Sydney Center. And Jessup House has a big selection of stovepipe and insulated chimney systems for the winter heating season.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-through open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Norwich will kick off, and the kickoff will be received here by Harrison Peterson, who will run it up the right side before he's tackled at about the 40-yard line, and that's where Windsor will take over here to start this offensive drive with a minute 15 to go in the second quarter, and Norwich with a 21-0 lead. Touchdown so far for Norwich by David Berger, Eric Conant, and Drew Walsh. So the ball at about the 44-yard line here for the Windsor Black Knights. See what they can do here with just over a minute to go in this second quarter. Wolcott's going to drop back to pass, throws over the middle, intercepted here by Norwich. Norwich back the other way with Thomas Perella. Perella to the outside, a flag on the play. Ran all the way from the right side of the field to the left, and he gets pushed out of bounds here. But an interception here by Perella is going to give Norwich the ball back with a minute and 3 seconds to go in the second quarter. And so you got to give Windsor some credit there. Throw it up, see if you can make something happen. But Perella, just with a nice read on that one, was able to swoop in and take it away. So Norwich with a 21-0 lead is going to get the ball back. And then it looks like a penalty on Norwich during the return is going to take them back to about the 30-yard line here. So that's where Norwich will pick it up. Going left to right on your radio dial. So excellent play there by Norwich as the quarterback, Thomas Perella, for Norwich doing a good job helping his own cause in this 21-0 game. So a minute and 3 seconds to go before the halftime break, and Norwich leading 21-0 on top of the Windsor Black Knights. And now Perella, who just made the interception, will look to go back to his quarterback position in the shotgun, and we'll have a whistle on the play. Going to be a false start against Norwich backing them up. So they intercepted the ball at about the 40. The penalty dragged them back to the 30, and now this false start will take them back to the 25. So they're slowly moving in the wrong direction here with just over a minute to go in the second quarter and a 21-0 lead. And so here is the Norwich Purple Tornado again with the ball. They're going to hand one off here to, again, Walsh. Walsh is going to cut one up the middle, through the middle of the pile, across the 30, out to the 35. So on that first and 15, he's going to pick up, just about 10 yards or so, maybe more like 8. So going to be a second and mid-distance, coming up with 45 seconds to go in this second quarter. So a second and 6 coming up for Norwich, but the time slowly moving down here as we come up on 30 seconds to go before the halftime break. And again, Norwich with a 21-0 lead on the road here at Windsor. Norwich 4-2, trying to improve to 5-2 on the season. Windsor comes in at 1-5, and they'll hand off here to Conant, who's been very successful running the ball tonight. Runs to the outside, maybe a pickup of 2 here for Eric Conant before he's brought down with 10 seconds left, and the rest of the time should click off the clock here. And that's going to do it for our first half with the score. Norwich 21 and Windsor nothing. That's our halftime score here live under the lights tonight at Windsor High School. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we will get you set for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, it's Norwich 21 and Windsor nothing at the half here on CDO.